Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Pentecost Sunday comes from the book of Acts in the second chapter, where at the second verse we hear, "And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." This is God's word. Look at the sights of Pentecost Day as described in Acts 2. You'll see the Holy Spirit visible on the heads of the apostles in burning fire. You'll see a former fisherman preaching a powerful sermon about Jesus. You'll see thousands of people with baptismal waters on their heads, having received the Holy Spirit's gift. Listen to the sounds of Pentecost Day. You'll hear a mighty rushing wind. You'll hear a message about Jesus' mission spoken in different languages, whatever language you need to understand. Listen to the words of those apostles as they speak about the Son and the Father under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He is more than able to set fire to the human heart. He is the one who spoke to Moses from the bush that burned. He's the God called on by the prophet Elijah to bring down fire from heaven. It is He who created, who has purchased, and who now refines His people. And for this purpose, Jesus suffered to the uttermost and died and was buried. But He is alive, risen out of that grave, victorious, His mission complete. He has ascended in glory to the right hand of the Father. He and His Father send this holy fire upon the world. And in this way, the Christian church is born. It's born by the Word and Spirit. Not by marketing schemes, not by focus groups, but by the message, the Spirit-driven message. That message changes lives. It draws people out of death and gives them life. It draws people out of darkness and gives them light. It draws people out of chaos and gives them order. It draws people out of the garbage dump of life and puts them in a place of purity, cleanliness. It makes us who we were always meant to be, the crowning point of God's creation, the focus of His love. It's that Spirit-driven message about Jesus that does it. Real talk about the profound problem of sin and the sacrificial solution provided by the Savior. The Christian church is born by the Word, which is to say that Christians are born by the Word. Christ followers are born by the Word, and along with that Word always comes the fire of the Spirit. That Word has all power. It created all things. "Let there be," God said. And it was. This Word separated the waters of the Red Sea. This Word knocked down the walls of Jericho. In today's Old Testament lesson, we heard that Word in the vision spoken over dry bones, and it gives them life. That same Word became a man and lived a life of perfect integrity in order to recreate you and me. That Word born of Mary calls us to new birth, that word has accomplished what it was sent to do. After all, here we are. The Word and Spirit has given birth to Christians, to you and me, not to mention our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. You see, Pentecost was the beginning of the end. The end of what, you might ask? It was the beginning of the end of division. Division among people. Pentecost kick-started the undoing of the curse of Babel. Pentecost is the reuniting of people who had been divided by ethnicity and culture and economics and language, and it unites them in faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives birth to the common ground of faith in Christ. Now, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit did not make differences between people disappear, but He gave a gift that transcends human differences, the gift of faith. And this means that I can look at a person who comes from a completely different background than me as a person for whom Jesus died. And if I push that idea all the way through, it means that that person is my brother and sister, because we have the same Father. It's no wonder that this faith has been regarded as dangerous down through the ages. So much worldly power depends on keeping people separate, keeping people fighting. Faith in Jesus undermines that wherever it's found. Spirit-filled, real deal Christianity has always crossed borders. It's always brought people together. The truth is, it still does. You want to know a secret? Pentecost never really stopped. What I mean is, the Christian church keeps being reborn by the Word and Spirit in every generation. God keeps making a people for Himself. He keeps forging people in the purifying fire of forgiveness. The Spirit keeps calling to you with His gospel. He keeps calling to you with the story, the true story of Jesus' life, His death on the cross, His resurrection from death on the third day, all of that done for you. He wants you to explore the dimensions of what that means to you personally over the course of a lifetime. He gathers us around this great news. He enlightens us with His Word. He named you in baptism with His own name. He adopted you to be His child. He will not let you go. And the same is true for the people sitting next to you, sitting in front of you, sitting behind you. And you see what that means, don't you? We have the same Father. We have the same brother and Savior. We have the same Spirit delivering the gifts to you and me. Now, certainly, there are things that make us different and distinct from one another, but we do not need to be divided. God's vision for His church, Jesus' own prayer for His followers, is that we be one. The Holy Spirit, the fire of God, creates this desire in us to live in fellowship with each other, to depend on one another. We need this. We are built for it and gifted with it by the Spirit. Pentecost isn't over. Now, you may not experience a rushing wind this morning or a tongue of flame or fluency in a language you never learned before, but you do have the Word. The great news of the wonderful works of God for you in your own language. You have the Spirit who came to you in word and water. You have Jesus presiding at His table today, delivering the gifts, nourishing you, bread from heaven, the blood of the Lamb who was slain but who lives, given and shed for you. It is all for the complete cancellation of your sin. It is all to give you new identity as a son or a daughter of the Most High, a status in which you can live that is always true, no matter what. The time will come when all things written will be fulfilled, and Pentecost will be over. We will live in our Father's house, where one group of no longer waiting people will use one language in praise of the Father Almighty. Our friend the Apostle John caught a glimpse of that, and so he wrote in Revelation 7, "I looked, and there was a great number of people that no one could count. They were from every nation, tribe, language, and people. They were all standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and they were shouting with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" That's where our entire story is headed. But for now, we wait. And we live in these Pentecost days. And while we wait, we get to participate in the Pentecost mission. And you know what? The tools for that mission are the same tools the apostles had. The truth about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That's it. Same tools. All we need is the willingness to use them. And that is an encouraging thought. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, You made the preaching of Jesus central to the spreading of the Christian truth in the world. Your Holy Spirit enabled that truth to be heard. Whoever was present, divided by language and culture, was still able to hear and understand, and by Your Spirit come to believe and trust that what Jesus did counted for them. And in our present day, the same holds true. In our own language, we have heard the truth about Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is here accompanying that word of promise. And the gift of faith continues to be given. Lord, send the holy fire of Your Spirit to Your church. Kindle our hearts. May we burn in truth for You. Burn away our imperfections, leaving only faith and dependence on Jesus Christ. And may He be exalted in all that we say and do. In His most powerful name we pray. Amen.